John Carpenter is a legendary movie director. He changed the face of horror with the movie Halloween and followed it up with a string of horror and sci-fi films, including They Live, Assault on Precinct 13, The Thing, and many more.
In addition to directing those movies, Carpenter composed and performed the music for almost all of them. And even when he's not making new movies, he's been recording a series of soundtrack albums called Lost Themes.
John Carpenter is bringing his music to Wisconsin. He'll perform his soundtrack music and new compositions this coming Monday at 8 at the Pabst Theater in Milwaukee.
I talked to Carpenter during a break in his tour schedule earlier this month. John Carpenter, thanks a lot for joining us today.
How are you?
Really good. Well, I wanted to ask, first of all, John, how did John Carpenter, the director, decide to hire John Carpenter, the musician, to do all the soundtracks?
Because John Carpenter, the director, didn't have any money. And when you're broke, if you're making a low-budget film or a student film, what you do is you find somebody who can do it for free. And so I was cheap and I was fast, so I started making my own soundtrack.
So you did it to be fast and cheap, and then you end up with a Halloween theme song, which we were talking, the most memorable horror movie song ever. How did you come up with that distinctive theme?
My father taught me how to play 5/4 time on the bongos when I was 13 years old. That's 5/4 time. So I just played it on a piano, octaves. And it's real simple. Simple, basic. I have minimal chops as a musician, so that's what I play.
And does that, those limited chops, as you say, does that actually make for a good soundtrack, do you think? You don't do anything too fancy.
Well, that's for sure. And I don't do anything too complex. You know, I've grown, I have to admit, through the years, so it's not... You know, it's not as embarrassing maybe to some as it was when I was younger. But a good soundtrack can be and is very minimal. So you just play what's necessary for the movie. That's what I do. I simply play to the image, play to the cut footage, and play what I think will work best for the movie.
Well, you've done a lot of other soundtracks for your movies. They Live, The Fog, a lot more. I want to hear one in action now. This is a pivotal moment in the movie, At the Mouth of Madness. We'll give a listen.
You got it.
In the mouth of madness, you're to deliver Trent.
What?
I'll be joining my new publishers now.
So I'm hearing in the mouth of madness there, the music and the sound effects working together. So did you, as a composer, work with a sound designer to make that whole feel there?
I hope so. We talked it through. I co-composed that with Jim Lang, who's very talented, and brought it to the sound designers and said, "Hey, let's do this thing and make it creepy." So that's what we tried to do.
And creepy, is it easy to make something sound creepy, or does it take work and multiple takes to get just the right feel?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's a hard question to answer. I specialize in creepy.
Fair enough. Well, when you watch movies now, like when I think of movies like The Social Network and the soundtrack there, very minimal, very electronic, I think, would we have soundtracks like this now if it weren't for John Carpenter's soundtracks back in the day? Do you see your influence on soundtracks now?
I have no idea. I'm the last person in the world to know what my influence is, so I have no idea. But I wish they'd come to me and pay me. I'll do their soundtrack, and I'll be simple, too. I guarantee it.
I want to check out a piece of another soundtrack, a little different than some of the other ones you did, from Ghosts of Mars.
Okay.
I'll start off with a little listen here.
Okay.
So for this soundtrack, you're working with the band Anthrax, legendary guitarist Steve Vai, Buckethead, Elliot Easton from The Cars, Robin Fink from Nine Inch Nails. What was it like collaborating with this just massive supply of guitar talent?
Absolutely fabulous. I had the most fun. I was also very tired. That was the last soundtrack before I said, you know what, I have to stop for a while. I've been doing this too long, and I have to take a rest.
And I watched the video, the DVD video extra, showing samples of you working with these guitarists. And I got to say, you looked like a kid in a candy store working with these guys.
Oh, man, well, they're awesome. They are awesome human beings and awesome players. I mean, it's just what an experience.
We're talking to John Carpenter, legendary director and composer of soundtracks and musician. And, John, I want to turn to this series of albums you've got going now, Lost Themes. We'll listen here to an excerpt from the song Hoffner Dawn. This is on the latest in the series, the album Lost Themes 2. Here it is. Speaking of haunting, John, tell us some about this Lost Themes, a series of albums.
Well, Lost Themes began as improvs with my son, and we included my godson, and the three of us worked on them. And they are soundtracks for the movies in your mind. Everybody has a movie playing in their head, their imagination. So Lost Themes is a soundtrack for that.
Well, as a director and composer, as you're writing these and then listening back to them, do you have, you know, movie scenes in your head that you attach to each of these tracks?
Well, now, that's not as important as you providing this.
Really?
Providing the movie. Actually, Scott Walker actually has a movie playing in his head, and I'm scoring it.
So anybody who listens, we're providing our own imagery and scenery to
that's
your soundtrack.
Right.
Well, my problem, I like listening to these, John, but I want to see the John Carpenter movie that goes along with this music, too. Is there any thought that, you know, maybe some of these might find their way into something, a project that you would direct?
I don't know that these will find a way into my projects. I would probably do new music for my stuff. I'm working on a couple of things. I'm not ready to announce anything at the moment. I'm executive producing the new Halloween movie, mm-hmm. which... will come out later, much later. But right now I'm having a great time touring.
We'll get to that live show in a minute, but I wanted to ask, is composing and performing music now more fun for you than directing?
This is a blast. Oh, hell yes. I mean, there's no stress involved in this. This is pure joy, working with your son and your godson and touring with them. I mean, man, this is a dream come true.
And so at this live show, if people go to see it in Milwaukee, what does a John Carpenter live music show look and sound like?
Well, it's going to be a retrospective of my stuff, so 75% will be movie scores, like Assault on Precinct 13 mm-hmm. and Escape from New York, and yes, Halloween, and a bunch of movies that I made. And then 25% will be from the Lost Themes album. I hope that adds up to 100. I hope it's not too much.
I think you did the math right, yeah.
Okay, good, thanks.
And I want to ask before we let you go, John, who do you listen to? Who do you go to these days for musical inspiration?
Well, I think my favorite composer is Hans Zimmer, favorite new composer. I really, really love his work.
He's done a soundtrack or two himself.
Oh, brother, and he's a very nice man and a very brilliant musician.
And what are you looking forward to on your visit to Milwaukee? I hope you can find some time to hang out, right?
Well, that's the idea. I'm not sure that I have any, but that's the idea. I want to see what I've never been, so I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait.
John, thanks a lot, and have a good trip to Wisconsin.
Okay, thanks again.
That was movie director and soundtrack composer John Carpenter. His latest album is called Lost Themes 2, and he's performing in Milwaukee at the Pabst Theater. Got information on the Central Time Facebook page, a link to that. The show's coming out Monday the 18th at 8 p.m.
Coming up, we'll speak with the leader of a legal group who's starting a nationwide effort to safeguard states' rights. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. More new music from John Carpenter here on Central Time.